Back in Scouts, we used to sing, when you're up, and when you're down, you're down, and when you're only halfway up, you're neither up or down. Well, Kim, that's kind of how the wheat market's been here lately.
That's exactly correct. You know, you go back last Friday, what, prices were up around 14, 15 cents. On Monday, they were down 14 or 15 cents. And there's just a lot going on in the market. Well, there's some things going on in the market. We're in the holiday time period. We're going to see days where there's more sellers than there's buyers. Prices are going to go down, and days there's no more buyers than sellers. Now, what's been going on early this week was that Russia announced that they're going to put in an export tax of about 82 cents a bushel on their wheat on the January or February through June time period. And we'll have to see what impact. I thought that'd have a relatively good impact on the prices. When you're going up, you're up. When you're going down, you're down.
What could that mean for not only the U.S. wheat market, but also other exporting countries?
Well, that can be increased export demand for our wheat. Right now, Russia's got about a 42-cent price advantage, 42-cent price advantage going into North Africa. Some countries, they've been moving their market into the Asian countries. It's going to give us a closer, not advantage, but it's going to pretty much equalize that transportation, and there's a possibility we can gain 30 to 40 cents out of that. If it's an 82 cent tax, that means their wheat is now going to cost 82 cents more. They've got a 42 cent advantage on us on transportation. You take that off, it leaves us 40 to spare.
That's for January, but how long will that last? I mean, it's going to be June, July before this wheat crop's harvested.
Well, it depends on what the Russian government decides on their, how much stocks they need, how much their population, the Russians, the people, their prices have been going up on their breads and on their flours. They don't like that. Putin doesn't like that. And they want more stocks and lower prices. We talk about what's going on here on prices. Russian prices fell dramatically when they announced that, and that is good for the Russian consumer. We talked about their ending stocks, their stocks to use ratio around 10%. Ours is in the 40s. They feel that they don't have enough wheat stocks. They need more stocks in reserve for food emergencies. Like right now, wheat stocks are tight. If they have a short crop next year, they could be in trouble for bread, flour, wheat, and for their exports. And I think they're trying to build stocks, and this is one way to do it.
Quality of crop obviously will play into that with the protein levels, because that's why many of the countries go to them. But what could that mean if they don't have the wheat crop quality in there?
Well, that's a good point, because normally they have around 78% of their wheat is milling quality wheat. In other words, 22% of it's feed wheat. This year, they only had 72% of their wheat that was milling quality, or 28% of it was feed. And so that lowered their exportable wheat supplies and their supply of wheat for flour. If they get into that next year, short crop, poor quality, they could be in trouble.
Realistically, how much of this wheat crop here in Oklahoma will make it over to their Russia's customers?
You know, policy comes, policy goes, but weather determines price. Right. If they have a short crop, we'll get a lot more wheat over there. If they have a large crop, another 3 billion bushel crop, then they may not need that tax after June, so there will be no export tax next year, and our market will be just like it is right now.
And of course, weather will always play a role in all of that too, and man, has it been cold out here. Thank you very much, Dr. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.